This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. Play bold, because you weren't given a spirit of timidity. You were given one of power, discipline, and love. But the problem is, if the last event, if the last person's opinion, if the last anything didn't go the way that we want it to go, we diminish our boldness. We don't believe. We lose faith. We get a little bit of post-traumatic faith disorder. But no matter what happens, the play before, the day before, the minute before, make a choice. Everything's a choice. That I'm going to come out and play bold. I'm going to show up. No matter what just happened, I'm going to present myself entirely, completely. I am who I am, and I'm going to let the world feel the full effect of this is who I am. I'm going to play bold. It doesn't matter what just happened. It doesn't matter if a coach just jumped me because I made a mistake. It doesn't matter if somebody just taunted me, and their taunting got me off focus and did what they wanted to do, diminish my boldness. Boldness has genius. Boldness has vision. Seems like you have to have something wrong with you to belong anymore. But what if you don't? What if you're just a man and you've got a pair of pads on and you're just playing ball? Can you let your light shine as the Bible says, or do you hide it underneath your light underneath some table? As the Bible says not to do. I walk around my house and singing to my children, this little light of mine, let it shine and help your brother and your sister shine. In one of his speeches, Nelson Mandela said this, our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, it's that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that can frighten us. Who am I to be brilliant, talented? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small, and not being bold doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to manifest the glory of God within you. It's not some, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated. And our liberation automatically liberates others. Let it shine. I don't care what just happened. Play bold all the way to the end. I don't care how tired. Make a decision. I'm going to keep coming. And I'm going to play constantly in a bold state. Let it just rip off your tongue all day long. Play bold, because I wasn't given the spirit of timidity, but power and discipline and love. Someone came to King David and said, this is how I want you to play the game. I have a director of your security. He said, who? They said, Benaiah. What did he do? Why does he deserve the post? A lion came into his village once, face to face, and he stormed. He sprinted right toward the lion. The lion turned and ran. It fell down a snowy pit. He jumped down the pit and killed it. He eventually became the head of David's army because he was bold. On the field, what would happen if you sprinted toward everything like that? You didn't back down from anything. What would happen? And King David, when he was a young man, went to Saul and says, I could take that giant. Saul laughed at him, so you're a teenage boy. He said, I'm telling you, I could take him. He walked out on the field and he looked at Goliath. Goliath laughed at him. And he said, I'm going to come right at you in a minute. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to take your head back and throw it at the feet of King Saul. I'm going to cut off your armor and take it with me as a trophy and let the birds have the rest of you. Play bold. I don't care what happens. Just play bold. And keep telling yourself, no matter what happens, play bold, because I wasn't given a spirit of timidity. I was given one of power, discipline, and love. 2 Timothy 1:7. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Victory Pep Talk.